Hello everyone, I'm Dheera Grover. I'm a first-year fellow at Allegheny General Health. Thank you for visiting the article and your interest in our study. Endoscopic ultrasound-guided gallbladder drainage is being increasingly used in practice, either as a bridge to cholecystectomy in high-risk patients or as a destination therapy in non-surgical patients. Stents are used to create a conduit between lumen of gallbladder and intestinal lumen through gastric or enteric routes. We conducted a meta-analysis to compare transgastric versus transenteric, that is transduodenal or transjejunal approaches for EOS-guided gallbladder drainage. Further, we also analyzed the impact of using cautery-enhanced stents during the procedure. Our study suggests that using the transduodenal or transjejunal approach may have fewer side effects and is equally effective compared to the transgastric approach. We also found that cautery-enhanced deployment of lumen-opposing metallic stents is safer than using a non-cautery or cold method to place the stent for EOS-guided gallbladder drainage. While deciding which approach to use for draining the gallbladder through endoscope, the choice depends on the preference of the endoscopist and the specific anatomical considerations such as the proximity of gallbladder to gastrointestinal lumen. It would be helpful to know which approach has a better safety profile, especially when both approaches are possible for a patient. If EOS-guided gallbladder drainage is used as a temporary measure before cholecystectomy, surgery appears to be feasible with both the approaches, but data regarding the preferred approach is lacking. Thank you for your time and attention. I would like to thank my co-authors for their contribution and World Journal of Gastroenterology for providing us with the platform to share our work. For any further questions, please email us at dheeragrover94@gmail.com. Thank you.